This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So one of my radio network, which is Genesis Communications Network, they sent me a note saying there was a guy that was that wanted to pick up the show, and he had just talked to each other, and there I was on Fox Business, and the guy goes, oh, you know, he's too big for us or whatever, and I was thinking to myself, who says that? How do people go, so-and-so's too big for this or too big for that? I don't get that. I mean, you're a radio network. If you want to carry the show, let me know. We'll work it out. And we'll figure it out. The objective is the voice. Not that, I mean, I'm about the message, folks. It's about getting this word out about what you and I represent. We are the most underrepresented group in the country. We are a minority group that happens to be the majority. We can't get beyond the noise of Hollywood. A million of us can get together and say we want to accomplish something, and one Holly weirdo says something, or one stupid leftist political, or they, you know, a group of 12 people get together and put together talking points against us, and the next thing you know, we're talking about Russians. We're talking about obstruction. By the way, you heard any talk about the Russians? Where's the Russian talk? Donald Trump was supposed to be impeached because of the Russian talk, and now we're not talking about Russians. Now we're talking about obstruction. Because there's no there when it comes to the Russians. Rachel Maddow all but admitted it in her interview with Rolling Stone. She's backing away. You're noticing a slow backing away of the Russians because now they tell us the obstruction talk is the big deal. Well, congratulations to them. How do you obstruct something that isn't real? Explain that to me. I brought this up the other day. We find ourselves always running in behind the left, going, oh, it's not the Russians anymore? What is it? Oh, it's obstruction. Okay, well, let's figure out obstruction. They say obstruction is polling well. They poll test this type of stuff. Donald Trump is guilty of obstruction. Obstructing what? That they would find out that he doesn't have a connection to the Russians? Okay, well, how about we just use a little logic and ask ourselves, why would he do that? He wouldn't. So why are we chasing our tail? Where's Obama? Does anybody know? Does anybody care? Where Hillary Clinton was out and about. She was creeping up at college graduations and speaking in events. Where's Hillary? Where's Loretta Lynch? Why haven't we instituted a special session for her? What happened to Mueller and his investigation? Where's all that? Why is it buried in what are we talking about today? What is it? Does it matter? Because it's going to cycle back. But right now, you're not talking about any of that stuff. So you want to know what you're missing? You're missing the fact that this economy is booming. The stock market was at, again, an all-time high. It was at 21,500. I don't even look at it every day. But it was 21,300 the other day. It's 21,500 now. It's going to blow through 22,000. I remember when 20,000 was the magic number. Donald Trump has told you the stock market has gone up. I don't know, you know, the Dow's up 16 points, the NASDAQ 19. It's whatever. It's a crazy amount right now. If you took your fortune and you put it into the stock market right now, you would be beaming. And folks, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. I'm just telling you. They don't. The things that you should be talking, that we should be talking about, are the accomplishments of this administration, and we're being sidetracked with nonsense. But you better keep your eye on it. The nonsense can become real. That white noise can get louder in your ear, in your headphones. Yeah. And that's where we are. I have a story about a kid. He's 8 years old, and he's a drag queen. You guys, what are you talking about? I just said it. 8-year-old drag queen. You guys, you prepped this story. You know it. Yeah, shake your head. Exactly. That's what I said. 8 years old. He's a little boy, and his mom, raised by a single mom, says he's going to be a drag queen, and he attends drag queen shows. We have a clip, right?
Okay. What is your name?
Latasha.
You're fucking adorable, Latasha. And is this your first time in drag?
Not really.
Latasha, I was you as a child. And I'm covered in your cheap wig hair, Latasha.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. 8-year-old young boy whose mom says it's okay to be a drag queen. And look, I don't know. This kid could be very effeminate. Mother's encouraging this, that, and the other. Fine. It to each his own. But what I look at is they take this little kid, they put him into this situation in an adult, a very adult situation, before he really has a chance to understand all that he is. He very well may be gay and wants to be a girl and all that. I don't have enough insight to know that. And neither do any of us. And I know many of you hear this stuff and you're appalled. I'm not appalled that his mom is indulging him in this particular way. She's the parent of this kid. I don't know. But what I will tell you is I find it interesting that these people take this kid in, they try to make it fun, and they still keep the adult side of it. Like the drag queen guy, the MC, very funny guy. He's doing practical stand-up. He's certainly being a good MC, but he's using foul language and all this with this kid. They're putting this kid, they're making him grow up faster than he should. And I think that's unfair to him because he doesn't know who he wants to be just yet. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Just talked about an 8-year-old drag queen. His name is Lactatia. He was asked by the drag queen male, the man, who was emceeing an event that this little kid was featured at. Is this your first time in drag? No. That's the world we live in, folks. 8-year-old kids are being put into adult situations and made to make adult decisions, lifelong decisions, before they even know who they really are. I understand this kid thinks he knows who he is. He grew up effeminate. Who knows? Single mom, being honest with you, probably molested by a boyfriend or an uncle or somebody. No, I was born this way. You know, God. And you know what's funny? When you talk to gay people about these situations, they always pretend, I was born gay. And I'm not saying that that's not a possibility. It certainly is. Physiologically, men can be born effeminate or wonder. But I think that it probably has more to do with nurture versus nature. If you ask most of these gay guys, what was the situation? When did you know you were gay? When my mother's boyfriend
had me playing with him, blah, 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 you know, whatever. Okay, really? So it's like George Takei said he was at a camp or something, and a camp counselor molested him. And obviously sex is pleasure. I mean, I don't know whether gay sex would be or not, and we'll never know. I'll put it that way. But if that's your experience, as wrong as it may be, you may go, it's like doing drugs. You may go, man, cocaine is amazing. Yeah, it is, but it isn't really good for you. You know, there's a reason why nature has sort of an organizational process. It's got a process to it. I'm not knocking it. You can buck the system, but it generally doesn't end well. It's just the truth. Parents tell you, parents give kids good advice. Do they take it? No. What happens? It usually ends bad. They tell you, don't date that person. Don't go there. Don't do this. Something happens. Anyway, that's leftism in and of itself. Something happens. Good example is the Seattle gun tax. There's a gun and an ammo tax in Seattle. See, leftists try to fix problems by changing something that has nothing to do with the problem. So when they had a problem in Seattle with crime, they said, well, it's the guns. Here's what we need to do. Guns are the problem, so we'll tax guns and ammunition, and that will solve our problem. But guns were not the problem. Criminals, ergo leftists, are the problem. And obeying the law of unintended consequences, Seattle's gun tax, of course, backfired. Fox News reported it this way. Setback for Seattle's gun tax initiative as violence spikes when the city of Seattle passed a tax on all sales of guns and ammunition. The measure was hailed as a way to defray the rising cost of gun violence. The rising cost of gun violence. Those guns, man, woo! Mean suckers. I mean, if there's so much gun violence, why isn't there more gun violence when gun shop owners close the store? You think the guns would just get in there and battle it out?
Oh, don't you mess with me, 357. You better shut up, 44 Magnum.
What about me? I'm a 32. Oh, you ain't even in the fight. Shut up. The AK-47 is like, y'all fight it out when it's all said and done, then come over and talk to me. There's never a whole bunch of gunfights at a gun store when they close the doors. You want to know why? There's no liberals. There's no leftists. They said, but since the tax took effect, those costs have only risen as gun violence in the city has surged. Folks, we're talking about Seattle, Washington. Utopia. The place of the $15 minimum wage. You would think everybody's happy now. Why do people even need to be criminals when you can make $30,000+ a year at a low paying, at a job that, you know, requires no skill? It beats doing, I mean, we're talking $15 an hour now. I've seen guys talk about, man, shoot, I got a raise from 9:37 to 12:16. Shoot, I'm living large. I actually heard a conversation, I don't remember the numbers, but I heard a conversation like that in a bank line. Two brothers, 30 years old, I'm talking about black folks, 30 years old, running into each other, talking about, where you working? How you living? Dude says, I'm working over y'all. You left over there, man? Yeah, man, shoot. And I went from 9:37 to, you know, $12. You know, what? I mean, that's a big jump. I get why he left, but then old boy's like, dude, seriously, can you get me on over there? I'm like, wow, wow. These guys are, whoo, you know. I'm glad they were talking about working, right? But come on, 30 years old, and you're talking hourly wages and getting a few more pennies here and there? Yeah, the gun tax took effect. Violence rose in Seattle. It surged. And guess what? The tax didn't generate the kind of revenue that they thought it would. So the senior editor of the gunmag.com said, how much data do you need? The data says the law has failed to prevent what they promised it would prevent. The causes of gun violence are very complex, the pro-gun tax guy said. To say this one study is lacking because it hasn't solved the problem of gun violence in Seattle is frankly laughable. Well, I had a buddy. He chimed in on the discussion, Dave Perkins, and he says, you don't need to study to study to know that gun dealers and gangsters and repeat felons and other bad guys and cons don't buy guns at Bass Pro Shops. Further, you don't reduce gun violence by preventing law-abiding citizens from being able to defend themselves. You increase it. That's what this study shows. Lefty liars strike again. What's happened is what Seattle wanted. They want gun shops closed and out of town. That's what they were trying to get. It's the first step to saying it's a gun-free zone. So, they don't really care about actual gun crime. And you can tell because leftists use the term gun violence instead of an ambiguous term which includes all use of firearms, including legitimate self-defense, which, by the way, is what they actually want to stop. They call it gun violence. So the bottom line, it's hard for the government to control your life when you're able to conduct an uprising against the government anytime you want if you believe it's controlling too much of your life. Now you're going, Kevin, where are you going with this? I'm going with this to what they really want to get to. So Dave goes on, he says, for example, in Russia, post-USSR, citizens are now allowed to have pistols, shotguns, etc. The only guns that are still banned? Rifles. The guns needed most to fight the government. Rifles. They reveal in their laws what is their real fear. And the same is true in America. And Dave goes on to say this. Remember how hard the left has fought against assault rifles, even though they're almost never used in gun crimes? If they wanted to reduce gun violence, they'd go right at pistols. But they don't. Lefty cities, he says, are actually kind of pitiful.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty Nobody ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Woman Barbara Lee, I also wanted to ask you about U.S. military action in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. UN investigators say U.S.-led bombing has killed 300 Syrian civilians over the last 3 months in the city of Raqqa. A U.S.-led bombing campaign in Mosul has also reportedly killed dozens of Iraqi civilians over the last week alone. There's also the recent news that President Trump has given the Pentagon the power to set troop levels in Afghanistan, which means the U.S. may deploy thousands more troops there. Congresswoman Lee, back in 2001, you were the lone vote against the authorization for use of military force after the September 11th attacks. Now, how do you see these wars being waged under President Trump?
It's a continuation of the authorization that unfortunately was a blank check that I voted against in 2001. This president needs to come to Congress. We need a debate. We need to vote up or down on a new strategy. We don't know what this new strategy is. We don't know what is taking place. Congress has the responsibility to authorize the use of force. This president has not come for that, and yet he continues to expand these wars. The war in Afghanistan is the longest war in American history, 16 years. And so at what point will the country say enough is enough?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Barbara Lee, member of the Congressional Black Circus. As you heard, the lone vote that didn't want to give the authorization of use of military force that everybody else in Congress went for. The lone vote. Now, you could say, oh, she was, you know, going her own separate way. You know, she was being a leader. Or she was being reckless. It's amazing to me. You know, it's funny. You listen to Barbara Lee talk about this stuff, and you go, what happened to 8 years of Barack Obama? The Donald Trump hasn't, for most of what's happening so far, it is a continuation of the Obama policy, other than it's more strength in it. Barack Obama was bombing people with drones. He's been flying drones over Syria. He's got wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and effectively a war in Syria simultaneously. Other than changing the picture of who's president now and the strength that one guy can provide over another versus, you know, in other words, Trump versus Barack Obama, nothing's really changed. The only thing that's changed is the perception. And the sad part is, because our politics in America are so ruled by liberals, our partners, whether it be NATO or other, just a country in general that says we'd love to side with you, but Hillary Clinton could be the next president, or, you know, Elizabeth Warren, or Bernie Sanders or whomever. They don't know. We have no level of consistency that says this is the American policy, because our American policy differs with the president. They tell you the president, he's got no real power in the sense of, you know, yeah, he does. He has power of direction. The reason why we have such a weak coalition in the world in terms of a war effort, the ability to shut people down, the ability to shut down ISIS or whomever, is the direct result of who's president. Barack Obama has practically destroyed our relationships with our allies. He has provided a culture in the world community where they go, you cannot trust America. They will turn tail and run. That is the same thing with Jimmy Carter. It's the same thing with practically all the Democratic presidents. They start wars and then they abandon them. It's pretty pathetic. All we need is for our allies to understand that the United States will not abandon you. If we enter into an agreement with you, we won't. Now, it's a complicated thing. Let's not be naive. You start in a direction, and then you go, uh-oh, you know, now this guy wants to be an ally. Right now, China has become somewhat of an ally to us in dealing with North Korea and, quite frankly, most of Asia. So, what suddenly, here's Donald Trump talking about him on the campaign trail. Now they're BFFs. It happens. Now, you still have to balance that between what the world community is going to think about you in the long run if you continue that type of a course. Now, I'm sure Trump has to consider that, but we give them nothing. We're wishy-washy. But the Barack Obama administration was so pulled around. They were such novices. It was ridiculously, I mean, I can't even give you ideas around how bad it was, but they were manipulated into moves. I can tell you, they were manipulated into regime change in Egypt. They implemented it. They put in a member of the Muslim Brotherhood who the Egyptian people in the military immediately did a coup and rejected him. And it was all done to embarrass Barack Obama. It was if the truth be told, that is exactly what the Egyptians did. And by the way, folks, you don't have to believe me, but I know this for a fact. I know this from actual Egyptians who said, Kevin, we wanted to punk Obama on the world stage. We had him get rid of Mubarak, insert, forget the guy's name, but insert member of the Muslim Brotherhood. I can see his face, but I don't remember his name. And then they kicked him out. The guy wasn't even in office a month. He was gone. And they go, we did this to embarrass Barack Obama. And what's funny, you go back to Barbara Lee, she's like, you know, we don't understand where does it go, where does the administration wants to go. What did you say about Barack Obama? This is the most helter-skelter foreign policy known to man. Barbara Lee said nothing. Nothing. Go back and look for any negative thing on Barack Obama's foreign policy. Go look for anything negative on his domestic policy. Other than black people this, black people that, you know, which, by the way, Barack Obama hurt in droves. You can't find anything where, did she get mad about Obamacare and it's stealing jobs? No. Did she get mad about the types of legislation, the $2 trillion of just egregious business-killing legislation that Barack Obama implemented and put into place? You want jobs for blacks, but he puts in things that are job killers, and you say nothing. Barbara Lee said nothing. It was a cabal of black leaders that said, do whatever you want to do. We'll sacrifice black vote. We'll keep them off your back so you can implement an agenda that ultimately hurts blacks, because it doesn't help the nation. If it doesn't help the nation, it isn't going to help black folks. Because until black folks do a better job than the nation, it's always a trickle effect. As I've said, and many of my friends say, if America sneezes, black America gets pneumonia. But Barbara Lee, to hear black people talk about Donald Trump, black leaders, you would think Trump had been president for 8 years and he's now going into his third term. They give no blame to Barack Obama in terms of foreign policy, domestic policy. And no matter how well Trump does, they will never credit him for anything that he does. We've got serious issues facing this country with Syria, with North Korea, and many others, many other hot spots. And these people are obsessed with bringing him down. And for no other reason than they cannot make Barack Obama look bad. Too late.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wanted to ask you about U.S. military action in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. UN investigators say U.S.-led bombing has killed 300 Syrian civilians over the last 3 months in the city of Raqqa. A U.S.-led bombing campaign in Mosul has also reportedly killed dozens of Iraqi civilians over the last week alone. There's also the recent news that President Trump has given the Pentagon the power to set troop levels in Afghanistan, which means the U.S. may deploy thousands more troops there. Congresswoman Lee, back in 2001, you were the lone vote against the authorization for use of military force after the September 11th attacks. Now, how do you see these wars being waged under President Trump?
It's a continuation of the authorization that unfortunately was a blank check that I voted against in 2001. This president needs to come to Congress. We need a debate. We need to vote up or down on a new strategy. We don't know what this new strategy is. We don't know what is taking place. Congress has the responsibility to authorize the use of force. This president has not come for that, and yet he continues to expand these wars. The war in Afghanistan is the longest war in American history, 16 years. And so at what point will the country say enough is enough?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Representative Barbara Lee, member of the Congressional Black Circus. As you heard, the lone vote that didn't want to give the authorization of use of military force that everybody else in Congress went for. The lone vote. Now, you could say, oh, well, she was, you know, going her own separate way. You know, she was being a leader. Or she was being reckless. It's amazing to me. You know, it's funny. You listen to Barbara Lee talk about this stuff, and you go, what happened to 8 years of Barack Obama? The Donald Trump hasn't, for most of what's happening so far, it is a continuation of the Obama policy, other than it's more strength in it. Barack Obama was bombing people with drones. He's been flying drones over Syria. He's got wars in Afghanistan.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I actually wanted to do this segment that we're about to talk about now, the subject, rather, on complete hour, at least, on Trump's economic policy. It's worthy of study. It's worthy of study at our best institutions because it's a clinic in how to do it. 6 months after top tech CEOs met with President Trump for the first time. They're coming back for round two, is what this report read. And this time they say the tensions leading up to the meeting are even greater. The tensions leading up to the meeting. What tensions? See, when it comes to just flat-out business. There's no tension here. All these guys are very happy at everything Donald Trump is proposing. That's their quandary. See, they have their business side and they have their personal side. On the business side, lowering the tax base means bringing money back into the United States and putting it to work for America. But they don't like some of Trump's so-called policies around green energy or whatever. Really? So you want Donald Trump to make your ability to manufacture more difficult? What's the use of bringing your money back if you're going to waste it on carbon credits? If you're going to waste it on nonsense? If you're going to waste it on social engineering programs? What does a social engineering program have for Apple Computer? You will hire more black people, Silicon Valley. You will hire more women or Guatemalan midgets. And what's that got to do with your product? Does it make a better product? Unless you're going to call the phone Lucretia or some, you know, name it after a drug, then it doesn't matter. You want innovation. You want things that make the product better. I want to play the clip from Apple CEO and have him explain to you what he believes Apple's commitment is and his, in effect, endorsement of Donald Trump's policies, or at least understanding that he's got to fall in line. There is no gangster thing here. We'll meet with you. We'll move our businesses. No, you won't. You won't move your businesses. You won't do anything that's not pro-American because that's not what... Because, number one, it'll penalize you to such a degree, it's not going to work for you. Donald Trump is now the big boy on campus. He's got the biggest checkbook, despite Microsoft, Jeff Bezos, add all these billionaires up together. They don't make a fraction of what Donald Trump's wealth is now that he runs the largest economy in the world.
We've now created 2 million jobs in America. As you look around this campus, we now have 80,000 people in the United States. So about 25,000 are here doing R&D. In addition to this, we buy a lot from U.S. suppliers. And then we have a developer community. And this developer community is almost 1.5 million people now.
We're going to have Apple building their product in the United States, not in China and Vietnam and all of
them. I'm proud to tell you that we're creating an advanced manufacturing fund. We're initially putting $1 billion, and we'll be announcing the first investment from this fund later in the month of May.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I don't know where they announced it. I didn't pay attention. Maybe we can figure it out and get back with you guys. But CEO, that was Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple. You got Microsoft. You got Amazon. Google's parent company, Alphabet. They're joining more than a dozen companies, or they joined because they've already met with Trump. And they're having the first meeting of the American Technology Council. Now, they met with the Trump administration throughout the day, and they're talking about modernizing the government's technology infrastructure. So that's the first thing. I don't like that some of these people are involved, but they are the high-tech leaders, and I think that that's a good thing. I think that Donald Trump's involving these people shows engagement. One thing I like about Trump, his ability to get the left to come together when it comes to things that they see as important is a good quality. Because I wouldn't want to meet with these suckers. Google, I mean, Amazon, you know Amazon's after you. Bezos has made no bones about it. They say there have been clashes between tech and Trump. Legal battles, get this, over both versions of Trump's travel ban and a rollback of protections for transgender students. Tell me what any of this has to do with the tech industry. What? Then they've criticized Trump over pulling out of the Paris Accords. What's that got to do with you? You make a product. That's like Howard Schultz wanting to get in on race relations, or I'm going to hire 10,000 or 25,000 refugees because of your refugee policy. All of it ends up backfiring. You want to know why? Because Americans are sick of business, entertainment, Holly weirdos, you name it, getting involved where they know nothing. Make your coffee, make your software, and stop trying to social engineer the world. America is a beacon when it comes to how we integrate people into our society the right way. And you don't do it by allowing Muslim refugees in who want to kill you. You don't do it by allowing illegals to jump in front of the people who are waiting and who have done their part to get into this country legally. But this is what the big rift is about. If I were Donald Trump, I'd say, look, either you guys want to do business in the United States and you want me to make the climate easier, or you can get the hell out. Because let me tell you something, somebody's going to fill the void. And those other countries are not going to be able to deal with the things that you want to do, because we're going to make it difficult. If you want me to make it more difficult for you, I can. They say, this article goes on to say this, despite the clashes, the tech industry sees an opportunity. Really? They say they hope to build a working relationship with the White House on a bipartisan issue of modernizing government. There are many bipartisan issues, and all of them have to do with making this country great. Love the slogan. I told you guys when Donald Trump set that slogan up, he goes, it's trivial. And I go, it's simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss. They say there was a potential to use the meeting to broach more sensitive subjects, like the H-1B visas and things like this. So, I don't know what's going to happen in all of this, but I'll tell you this. Getting Silicon Valley and some of these other companies to just stop with the social engineering and focus on what they do good, if I were President Trump, that would be my focus. I wouldn't force it on them. I would make them believe it's their idea. I would say, guys, look, you want to, let me ask you, Google, you violate all the rules of EEOC, etc. So why aren't you kicking yourself in the butt? Why aren't you kicking your own butt? You don't do it because you want excellence. Well, what do we want in America? We want excellence. So if you violate it on the micro level, why is it that we can't, quote, violate it on the macro level? We're not banning people from being the best you can be. We want the best possible citizens. Why is it that we can't require that of our nation, but you can require it of your company? Do you require it of yourself? Well, we just want to do the best we can, and we want... No, you don't. You want the best people. And let me tell you something. I got all you guys in here. You are cutthroat at it. You have limited the mobility of your employees to move around. There have been lawsuits for this. Every one of you has violated every Department of Labor practice, Department EEOC, etc. You've also violated the rights of your employees for movement around. They're not free to move around. You ban. Google won't hire a Yahoo or a Microsoft employee because you want to keep them captive. Oh, do you pay them well? Sure. Yeah, well, some people thought slaves were paid well because they fed them and they housed them. You don't want mobility. What you want is the best employees, and you want them to stay where they are. And you want innovation. You want better products, better services, and you're constantly cracking the whip on it. But you get mad if I want what's best for this country. How do you rationalize that? Then you say, oh, well, we follow all the rules. No, you don't. I just explained to you, you have slaves. You were in a cabal that said we won't hire each other's employees. That is a fact. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about being good partners in the global community? Every one of you guys is a cutthroat capitalist, and you claim to be, you know, squeaky clean. You're cleaner than the preacher's sheets. You are liars. And if you can imagine on the macro scale me having to expose all the lies of this previous administration with respect to climate farce and all these other things, and you want to come here and lecture me on that, lecture me on refugee policies, what's going to happen if one of your buildings gets blown up or a host of other things that could happen if I don't make the right decisions? I got life and death to deal with. You should be focused on your products and stop focusing on what I do. Folks, I'm going to focus on leaving it there for now.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.